This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What, Bob?
No,
you
no.
Panicked.
I wanted to tell you something off the air, not
oh,
on the
I'm
air.
Sorry.
So I'll wait till the next commercial break
All right.
to do that.
You guys are mentioning to Limits that he needs to do something with his hair, although he has a wonderful head of hair. We all agreed on that, Bob.
Yeah.
What's your advice to
my
him?
My advice is get some styling advice from professionals because right now it's just a mange.
Yeah.
You have
yeah,
a lot
agree
of hair.
With that, Tyler?
It's mangy. You got to look. Mangy works for some people. But I don't think it works for you.
Well, I think ultimately I'm going to get it cut. I honestly might get it cut later today. I don't know. I've gone a while without it getting cut.
It's an unbelievable head of hair.
Oh, I love
let's
in the
be,
summer.
Let's be real about that.
When yeah. I wear like a hat and I'm playing wiffle ball or I'm with the fellas and I have like curls in the back of my hair, I feel like I'm a hockey player. I feel like I'm
yeah,
DK. I
he's
like
got
it.
A mullet. What do you think, though, Tyler? Some adjustments
No, I
want to
know, do you wash your hair every day?
Yeah, of course.
Ron Cook only brushed his teeth once a day.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Should be twice a day.
He was
a
one brusher.
You do mouthwash too or no?
What?
You do. I brush my teeth and mouthwash.
Yeah.
I do it multiple times.
Yeah. I do it once a night, once a morning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's
maybe,
beside
maybe
the
I
point, though.
Once
I'm sorry.
Once in a while at night.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
He also had back hair, but that's also beside the point. What's your advice for Limits here?
No, I like a long hair. I think it looks
yeah.
good.
Well, the problem is because I put like product in it.
Yeah.
Is because it's gotten too long to the point where the product doesn't work
right,
anymore.
Right, that's
something
what I'm telling you.
Something isn't working, Limits.
So that's
what we're trying
to
identify.
That's why
product.
I'm going to get it cut
Something's
today.
Not working.
That's why it needs cut. It's
not
too
just
long.
Cut, right? It's not just that he gets it cut, Tyler.
Well, see, I think you're like in the middle, like you're in between long and short.
Yeah.
You got to, I think you got, I'd go long. I'd
so,
commit to long.
Get this. I get my hair cut like every 3 months. I haven't gotten a haircut since like April.
Well, it shows.
Well, yeah, it's long, Bob. Of course it shows.
And that's if you're going to go the long, like Tyler suggests,
yeah.
there are ways to do it. I know you're using product. We all use it, but it's how you use it. And I think you should get some. Seriously. And I mean that in a positive way. I'm not trying to because you're blessed with a lot of nice hair.
So I'm just not using the product correctly.
There
is what
go.
You're saying.
Good. I'm glad we had this talk. We've identified a couple
Me
of
too.
Different problems for you to address. Any calls for Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh, there
got
to be a lot of
calls.
TK, baby.
Let's do it.
Let's start with Johnny and Farrell wants to talk to TK.
Johnny, you're on with TK and Bob Pompeiani.
Hey, fellas. TK, love everything you've done and what you do, brother. I was a 12-year-old kid in Farrell about August when somebody, I don't know, he got traded. His name might have been Wayne Gretzky. Now, the situation is a little different, but there's still crap in the game here. Like things outside of why he maybe should be traded. If we could get a haul for him, TK, I would trade him for sure. And I think he would understand that. And if it has Mario's blessing, then every Penguin fan should fall in line. That's where I'm coming from.
What would you want for him? Like, what would you think would be a good trade value for?
It would have to be three things. I would say a goaltender, a defenseman, and then some type of stud center or winger.
You mean already established, or you're talking about prospects?
If you gave me two out of three established and one prospect, or two prospects, I'd be happy.
I would turn it down.
The Russian kid for the Canadians, Demidov, mm-hmm. is a number two prospect in all of hockey. And if you watch highlights of this kid, you'll sit there and watch him for an hour. He's a winger, and he's unbelievably electrifying. Start there from their prospect list, then take their next two best prospects, and then your choice of two good young already NHL players. How do you like that, Brian and Farrell?
I do like it, but the problem is that it's the intangibles of Crosby, of Sid, that you're going to lose. I think more points will be put up by far with newer players, but all those intangibles, that's the part that's going to be tough.
And I'm sorry, you know, I called you Brian. Your name is actually Johnny, and we appreciate the call. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Harrison.
Why didn't one of you correct me then?
Well, because sometimes it makes it worse.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Well, what if I kept calling him Brian?
Well, then I would have. If you did it twice, I may have done it. But the first time, let it go.
By the way, last week, the only time all three of us were in last week, I forgot to address this. I went out to my car, and there was like a black, piece of spice or something on my teeth. It was really obvious, and none of you guys mentioned it.
I never saw it.
I wasn't here.
Yes, you did, Bob.
I never saw it.
How could you not see it? It was clearly lunch.
From right now, your mouth doesn't open well. I can't see your teeth.
All right.
I don't see.
Can you see his teeth?
Yeah,
if one of you saw, something on each other right now, some sort of bad thing on our teeth or a booger or something, would you tell me?
Yes, I would tell you. And also,
would you, Tyler?
I would tell you if your shirt collar is not right.
So you would tell me. Would you?
Yeah, but you're like, you can't see your teeth. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Who's next?
Here is Dan in Morgantown.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Tyler, you taught Nate down here in Morgantown many years, and we appreciate you, that's for sure. I just wanted to ask Tyler what he thought was going to happen on that bottom six this year, because that seems to be a big problem year after year of not finding the right guys. We seem to have only small guys, and I know Tyler always played big, but what I'm saying is all these other teams that are winning are big. I know we got Mantha. What does he think, or what do you think is they're going to do on the bottom six with this whole situation?
Well, right now, I think with Noah Akari, with Bonko, like those two guys play heavy. Those two guys, I'm happy with where they're at. Obviously, I think the other side, you have to figure that out. But that might be finding secondary scoring in the NHL is what really wins championships. When you think of the Florida Panthers, they had their four lines could all score goals. They all had roles.
And by the way, to support Brad Marchand's a perfect example of what we've been talking about.
Exactly.
Right? His whole career in Boston, and they traded him.
But Brad Marchand's not Sidney Crosby.
No, but for Boston, he was their Crosby, right?
True.
Or at least one of them.
Right. But, I don't even know how the lineup's going to shake out this year to see who's on the third and fourth line. But do I think they need to be stronger, tougher, bigger? 100%. I just thought when Boston came in and Zadorov was – hitting Crosby, punching Crosby, and had his way with the whole team. Like, that was a sure sign. Like, we need some, we in hockey, we call it meat. We need some guys with some sandpaper, some guys that can answer the bell. I know Bonko did a little bit, but is that enough? I don't know. So it's still up in the air until we see the opening night roster.
What day does camp start?
It's got to be early September.
18th.
We're in early September.
I thought earlier than this. 18?
That's for rookie camp.
Yeah, they're going to play in Buffalo, I think. They bring the rookies up there and do that thing. And
nothing worse than rookie camp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you mean?
How?
Just like all these young guys just flying around. Like it is like chaos out there. Like guys trying to make a statement, guys fighting, guys running around. Like in the NHL, like no veteran guys really hit or, you know, fight or anything like that except Sid that one time. But like
if you had a month to ramp up, how would you do at rookie camp?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably horrible, but you'd remember who I was after the game.
That's what happened. Remember Bibbs made a comeback?
Yeah.
Bob Airy made a comeback after, I don't know, 3-4 years out of the game. He asked Craig Patrick. He was in the broadcast booth already. He said to Craig Patrick, I want to try to come back. Craig gave him that opportunity. And in the inner squad scrimmages, Bibbs was lighting people up like a pinball machine. The young guys, just killing them. That's what you would do?
Yeah, because that's a veteran guy knowing that he's got to steal one of these young guys' spots back. Like being an older guy going to training camp, like you have to show you're more valuable than a young guy because right away the team's like, we're going to have this guy a lot longer than the veteran guy. That's what's tough. The older you get, the more competition. And if you're on those bottom two lines and a young guy comes in and has a great camp, you could be on the outside looking in. That's why you talk to guys that are on those two lines. Like they're never comfortable. Like they're never feel secure going into the season because you never know what can happen in training camp.
Let's take one more limits. Why don't we for Tyler? Let me first tell people that you can listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Chris Hoke going to join us in studio for the whole 11 o'clock hour. Sunny today with a high of Darnell Washington, 80, a low of Nick Herbig, 51. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
That's a big temperature swing, 30
I'll
degrees.
Say. Yeah, 29, but who's counting, Bob?
That's Next. How people get sick, Bob. The changing the weather.
No, it's not limits.
Yes, it
it's
is.
From viruses and such. Weather does not make people sick. Do you agree with that, Bob?
Totally agree. I think unless you go out in the middle of the night, you fall asleep naked and you're, you know.
Even then you wouldn't get sick.
Well, you'd have hypothermia. You'd have something.
Well, yeah. That's,
you know how often I do that, Bob?
You're a young man. I would expect
what
at least
think,
once a year.
What do you think, Tyler? What, Bob?
Nothing.
They say, no, cold doesn't make you sick. Being physically cold doesn't make you
right.
sick. It's viruses. Yeah, I agree
yeah.
with that. Keep your hands out of your mouth.
Limits is wrong then.
Yes, he is.
I don't believe you.
Don't believe
Here's Nick
you.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh, Nick.
Wrong button. Wrong button.
Nick.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, you know, Sid doesn't – I mean, Sid has done everything for us in our franchise, saved the franchise, really, saved the NHL. This guy deserves, along with Malkin, really, they deserve to play and compete for something that is worth it. I mean, they need to be back in the playoffs, especially, you know, you see Sid is more of a, he can, you know, talk to himself about any game matters. Malkin, I really think that he has something left. I think you would see it in the playoffs. That's when he really shines and gets grumpy. And that's when he plays his best. But, you know, Sid doesn't owe us anything. If I think as a good, as a parting piece, you know, if he gets traded, you get some, high-end prospects to get the rebuild going quicker. That'd be great. But Sid needs to be in the playoffs. So does Gino.
Sounds like somebody next to you would be very sad if Sid were traded, yes?
Yeah, they were raised to love Sid, so, but they gotta understand, you know, so.
Thanks for the call, man. Tyler?
Yeah, like Sid's the biggest name besides Mariel, like to ever play hockey in Pittsburgh, right? But when I went to other teams, like Sid was like huge there too. When I went to San Jose, when I went to New Jersey, New York, like Sid's name always came up. You still saw Sid's jersey, you know, and Sid's built something so special. And I think he does have the right, if he ever wanted out, to move, you know. And Kyle Dubas has an extremely hard job because he's got to separate what's good for the organization and the team and what's good for Sidney Crosby and what Sid wants and those stars want. So he's got an unbelievably hard job. And, again, nothing was wrong. Everything was quiet until Pat said something. And that kind of brings those hairs on the back of my neck, stand on an end and going, it's coming to a point quick, and that scares me a little bit.
And it could have been for one of two reasons. Sending a message to Kyle Dubas that if he's going to stay, you need to give him more than he has here. Or it could have been, if you're going to go down this road of, you know, rebuilding, then that's not in his future and it's not best for him, because the stress that he made was he needs to play in high leverage games.
Well, let's not forget Sid said something too. He was asked, and the last time he was asked about any of this stuff, he said, I'm a Penguin for life. This time, when he was asked about it, he said, I get it. Trust me about the trade talk. They're so into it in Montreal. I get why that would come up and that sort of thing. It doesn't make it any easier when you're losing, for sure, to hear those things. But at the same time, to know that a team like that wants you, it's not the end of the world. It could be worse. That's way different than I'm a Penguin different. For life.
I totally agree with that. When I saw that statement, then it confirmed that he's not opposed to what Pat Brisson said. Right.
Clearly on the same page. Right. And I agree with both of you that Sidney Crosby has earned the right to do anything he wants. And it would be, I think, fitting in a way. It would be horrible to watch him in another uniform, like you said, but fitting if he's the guy who, by leaving, actually jump-started the rebuild with, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys, like a Herschel Walker trade. That would put you in a really good position moving into the future.
And if that would happen, his legacy would even grow bigger because of it. We talked about Mario saving the franchise 3 times. You know, if this ever happens, and if that is the return and it's significant in their quick rebuild, then he saved the franchise.
3 times, probably, by getting drafted, by having an arena basically built because of him, and now this.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see.
Do you think something happened to tick Sid off a little bit? Something happened over the last couple?
Do you? You know him better than us.
Well, with that saying, with what he just said, maybe.
Whoa. That's my alarm. I have to get the kids, the whole volleyball team, I have to get chicken today.
Chicken.
Well, how many are on the volleyball team?
27.
27?
It's 2 teams and coaches and everybody else. I've got to leave from here, go pick up their order, and bring it to school for the team meal, and I'm suddenly feeling all kinds of
pressure.
I remember
all those days.
I got a question of the day. What do you think's better, Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A?
Bob, do we have a sponsor with either one of them?
Probably not, so my answer is neither. No, I like both, actually.
I like I'm not Chick-fil-A. Gonna... I do. I like the nuggets.
Are you a sushi fan? We probably don't have sponsorship, but there are some great sushi places. Where do you go to get your sushi?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.